2018年精编初中英语教学与评估八。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Our English teacher starts her day with a cup of black coffee.
Our English teacher starts her day with a cup of black coffee.
2. There will be a beautiful fountain in my grandparents' neighborhood.
There will be a beautiful fountain in my grandparents' neighborhood.
3. At the Christmas party, Jack got a lot of gifts from his classmates.
At the Christmas party, Jack got a lot of gifts from his classmates.
4. Tom told us the best part of his holiday was lying on the beach.
Tom told us the best part of his holiday was lying on the beach.
5. Mary is buying fruit and drinks for the picnic in the supermarket.
Mary is buying fruit and drinks for the picnic in the supermarket.
6. It is relaxing for me to listen to music on my way to school.
It is relaxing for me to listen to music on my way to school.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. May I speak to Mr. Green? It's about the work report.
Sorry, he's having a meeting now. Can I leave a message?
Question. What's Mr. Green doing now?
请再听一遍。
May I speak to Mr. Green? It's about the work report.
Sorry, he's having a meeting now. Can I leave a message?
Question. What's Mr. Green doing now?
Eight. It is sunny today. Let's go for a picnic, shall we?
But the weather report says it's going to rain this afternoon. We'd better stay at home.
Question. What will the weather be like in the afternoon? 请再听一遍。It is sunny today. Let's go for a picnic, shall we?
But the weather report says it's going to rain this afternoon. We'd better stay at home.
Question.What will the weather be like in the afternoon?
Nine. Shall we have some hamburgers and French fries for dinner, Linda?
I'm on a diet. I prefer vegetable salad.
Question. What would Linda like for dinner?
请再听一遍。
Shall we have some hamburgers and French fries for dinner, Linda?
I'm on a diet. I prefer vegetable salad.
Question. What would Linda like for dinner?
10. Bill, you look pale. Do you have a bad cold?
No, I have a terrible headache. It's killing me.
Question. What is wrong with Bill? 请再听一遍。Bill, you look pale. Do you have a bad cold?
No, I have a terrible headache. It's killing me.
Question. What is wrong with Bill? 11. The black coat looks really cool. Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing room is over there.
Question. Where does this dialogue most probably take place?
请再听一遍。
The black coat looks really cool. Can I try it on?
Of course. The changing room is over there.
Question: Where does this dialogue most probably take place? Jim, how will you spend your National Day holiday?
I want to travel to Xi'an to see some ancient things, but my parents have already booked the plane tickets to Hainan.
Question: Where will Jim spend his National Day holiday?
请再听一遍。
Jim, how will you spend your National Day holiday?
I want to travel to Xi'an to see some ancient things, but my parents have already booked the plane tickets to Hainan.
Question: Where will Jim spend his National Day holiday? Why are you late today, Peter?
I'm so sorry, Mrs. White.I got up really early this morning, but there was a traffic jam up to 10 miles long.
That's okay.
Question: Why was Peter late for school today?
请再听一遍。
Why are you late today, Peter?
I'm so sorry, Mrs. White. I got up really early this morning, but there was a traffic jam up to 10 miles long.
That's okay.
Question: Why was Peter late for school today? 14. Mother's Day is coming. What will you buy for your mother, Jenny?
I want to buy her a book because she likes reading. What about you, John?
I will buy her a pair of sports shoes. My mother likes jogging.
Question:What will Jenny buy for her mother?
请再听一遍。
Mother's Day is coming. What will you buy for your mother, Jenny?
I want to buy her a book because she likes reading. What about you, John?
I will buy her a pair of sports shoes. My mother likes jogging.
Question: What will Jenny buy for her mother?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
When John was walking into his history class, he noticed Lisa. She was a tall and slim girl with blonde hair. John thought she was very beautiful.In the following weeks, John did nothing but to stare at Lisa's beautiful face. He never listened to a word of his history teacher. When Lisa's birthday was coming, John planned to do something for her. He wrote a letter and put it in Lisa's locker. Then he waited around the corner to see what would happen. When Lisa opened her locker, the letter fell on the ground. Her friend Mary picked it up,opened it, and began to read it aloud. Since John signed his name at the end of the letter, everyone knew he wrote it. Suddenly, Mary noticed John and said in a loud voice, "Look, Lisa, it's your boyfriend." Lisa turned around and left angrily. John felt so sad that he went home and told his mother everything. His mother didn't laugh at him or get angry.Instead, she helped him to see things in a different way. Thanks to his mother, John learned that he had been brave enough to take the chance and express his feelings.
请再听一遍。
When John was walking into his history class, he noticed Lisa. She was a tall and slim girl with blonde hair. John thought she was very beautiful.In the following weeks, John did nothing but to stare at Lisa's beautiful face. He never listened to a word of his history teacher. When Lisa's birthday was coming, John planned to do something for her. He wrote a letter and put it in Lisa's locker. Then he waited around the corner to see what would happen. When Lisa opened her locker, the letter fell on the ground. Her friend Mary picked it up, opened it, and began to read it aloud. Since John signed his name at the end of the letter, everyone knew he wrote it. Suddenly, Mary noticed John and said in a loud voice, "Look, Lisa, it's your boyfriend." Lisa turned around and left angrily. John felt so sad that he went home and told his mother everything. His mother didn't laugh at him or get angry. Instead, she helped him to see things in a different way. Thanks to his mother, John learned that he had been brave enough to take the chance and express his feelings. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。Last week, Jim Green went to Chengdu in Sichuan with his family. Many people like to travel by air, but the Greens think that traveling by train is the best. It is much cheaper and more enjoyable than a rushed journey by air. They had a wonderful train ride to Chengdu. The train was quite nice and tidy, but there weren't too many people in the sleeping car. The Greens could stand up and walk around. It was a long journey, but none of them felt tired. They kept watching the beautiful things out of the window. They talked, laughed, and played cards. The conductor kept coming to give them hot water and selling them newspapers. People nearby talked with each other. A young man tried to speak English with Mr. and Mrs. Green. Jim thought the train was like a big moving party. He enjoyed listening to the sound of the running train. He went to sleep quite early. When Jim woke up the next morning, the train had already got to Chengdu. His train ride seemed really short, but his memory of the pleasant journey will last long.
请再听一遍。
Many people like to travel by air, but the Greens think that traveling by train is the best. It is much cheaper and more enjoyable than a rushed journey by air. They had a wonderful train ride to Chengdu. The train was quite nice and tidy, but there weren't too many people in the sleeping car. The Greens could stand up and walk around. It was a long journey, but none of them felt tired. They kept watching the beautiful things out of the window. They talked, laughed, and played cards. The conductor kept coming to give them hot water and selling them newspapers. People nearby talked with each other. A young man tried to speak English with Mr. and Mrs. Green. Jim thought the train was like a big moving party. He enjoyed listening to the sound of the running train. He went to sleep quite early. When Jim woke up the next morning, the train had already got to Chengdu. His train ride seemed really short, but his memory of the pleasant journey will last long.